Bruchim HaMa'azinim, we're Mitz Hashem, learning with the Yerucha program. This week's sugya is going to be the sugya of Gezel Akum, which we're going to tackle some of the issues that are of most relevance to Hashem Yitaru Mitzvahs in today's marketplace. Issue of Gezel Akum also carries with it a certain amount of ethical implications that have to be discussed not only in a subjective, emotional way, but they have to be discussed. We're going to have to clarify for ourselves what is halachically, not only in terms of right and wrong, but in terms of the halachic definition of what Gezel Akum is. What's the discussion, the Gemara, what the actual heterim are. So Bez Hashem, let's begin. The Gemara actually in Bav Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis has a discussion Machlokes Tanoim whether Gezel Akum is mutter or asur. Seems to be an open-ended question. The Gemara doesn't weigh in as far as Pesach Halacha is concerned. The Gemara brings a Braisa, Machlokes Tanoim, Reb Kiva, Mishmuel, other Tanoim, and that's where the Gemara leaves it. And there's something almost odd about such a discussion in the Gemara. Is it possible to actually believe that if the bank that you're robbing is a goyish bank, that the Torah is okay with you going into a bank and doing a holdup? Is the Torah okay with you smashing your car into somebody else's pickup truck just because the driver of the truck, the victim of your negligence, happens to be a goy? It sounds almost odd. So the real truth of the matter is that the Gemara picks up the real sugya that explores Gezel Akum is a sugya in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. And over there by the Gemara does bring a brisa of Gezel Akum being water. However, the Gemara brings that the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base seems to go pretty straightforward with a maskana that Gezel Akum is awesome. Whether it's awesome midiraisa midirabonon, is it regular gezel? The Torah says loisigna loisigzo. Does that include even when the victim of the theft is a goy? There is a discussion amongst the achroim about it. What's interesting is the Gemara. If we open up the Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel,
the Gemara brings. If you want to fix your tie more in the middle, it's like the buttons are showing. Mm-hmm. You're up to the Gemara. Sorry, figure what's been flat.
The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel brings a posuk which doesn't seem to be one of the regular standard psukim of Gezel. There are various isurim of Gezel in the Torah, all of which we're going to have to explore now in the context of Gezel Akum. There are various subcategories of Gneva and Gzela. And the Gemara has a discussion with Gabi, all of them, what's Bechalal Gezel Akum and what's not. There's a certain thing that's mutter. There are certain things which are clearly awesome. There are certain areas in halacha, certain areas of questionable business activity where it's up for debate. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, which is a pasuk by Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri who sells himself as an indentured servant to a goy. He's an Eved Ivri that's owned by a goy. And he wants to basically abrogate his term of indentureship, and he wants to run away. So the shaila, is he just allowed to walk off the job, or does he have to pay out his servitude to the guy? The Gemara says, Achrei nimka gula tialoi. The pasuk says that you have to make v'chishim loy, the pasuk says v'chishim v'koneu, you have to make good on however many years he did work, however many years he didn't work, how many years were in his term of servitude. You have to cheshven out, you have to pay properly. Seem to indicate, they're not allowed to just walk off on the goy. So the Gemara brings that as a makar. The Gemara doesn't bring regular leisignov and leisigzo. You open up a Rambam, and the Rambam has a very interesting way of bringing the halachas of Gneva. I'm going to point out there's Gneva Sakum and there's Gezel Akum. Let's open up a Rambam, and let's, Be'ez Hashem, learn a few shtickles of Rambam, and I think that from learning this Rambam, we'll get a better sense of where the Gemara's discussion is really going, about what yeah and what not, and that will take us back to our original question of, is there really any havamina by any of the Tanoim that is a heter to actually pull out a gun and do a hold-up in a goyish bank? Let's open up the Rambam in Nezikin, the Hilchus Geneva and Hilchus Gzeila, we're going to pick up several slight subtleties, differences in Dikto Kaloshin between the Rambam words Hilchus Geneva and Hilchus Gzeila. Let's read. Hilchus Geneva, Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph. Kol Agoinen Momen Mishav Pruto Umala. If somebody steals a Shavu Pruto Umala and any amount of money above, Oivra Aloisese, Shenema Loisignoivu. The Rambam says, anybody who steals a shavuot is the basic minimal amount of money. In all areas in halacha, there are no financial kinyonim, chaloisin, dinim that are created or uncreated by less than a pruta. So if anybody steals mishav pruta umala, of course one's not allowed to take even a half a pruta. The Magen Mishnah compares it, interestingly enough, to chatzu she'osim natoru. Same way a person's not allowed to eat a half a gezayis of chazer or of basa v'chol, you're also not allowed to steal even a mashavu of mamon. But the lav of leisignoivu in its proper form, or improper form rather, is kol agoinim mamon mishav pruta umala. Opening up very quickly the Rambam Hilchus Gzeila v'Aveda, the Rambam seems to give the same hagdoma with one slight difference. Kol agoizel as chaveiro yishav pruta oivir b'loisa seishanam leisigzel. So if we read the Rambam carefully, we'll see that Hilchus Gzeila, the Rambam does not say kol agoizel chaveiroi shava pruta umalo, the way he said in Hilchus Geneva. What's the difference for that? That's one difference. The ones who were oimin on this was the Briskerov in the name of his father Reb Chaim. And we'll see also that the Rambam seems to indicate, which is pointed out by Gedolei Achronim, the Kesef Mishnah seems to blab at Tzorachirin on this, but this seems to be the way the Lechem Mishnah in the Halachas of Gezel Akum at the end of Hilchus Gzeila seems to be the Rambam. The Rambam, as far as Gezel Akum, which we pass, like we said, the Gemara of Echishim and Kaneo, the Rambam passing as Gezel Akum is Osir. The Rambam says over there in Hilchus Gzeila, V'osu ligzol, this is in halacha base, the second halacha in Hilchus Gzeila. V'osu ligzol kol shu din teira. One is not allowed to steal, even a kol shu din teira. Afilu, the Rambam adds a chiddush, afilu goy oivid avoid zara, osu l'gozle l'oshka. The Rambam says a separate halacha, he seems to be bringing the Gemara that says gezel akum is awesome. Going back to the Rambam in Hilchus Geneva, the Rambam says, in halacha aleph, he doesn't say it as a separate halacha. Echad agoyim v'momin Yisrael, oy agoyim v'momin goy oyvid avoy dizoro, v'echad agoyim v'sagod l'sakon. The Rambam sticks into the halacha of Geneva that there's absolutely no difference between stealing from a goy or from a yid, which would seem to indicate that if somebody is a goyiv from a goy, I'm sorry, if somebody is goyiv from a goy, there's absolutely no difference if he's goyiv from a goy or being goyiv from Yisrael. Whereas in Hilchus Gzeila, the Rambam brings the halacha of Gzeila, and then he adds as a separate halacha, afilu goy oivid avoy zara, there's also an issa. What's the difference again for the difference in this wording? So let's say over how the Briskerov explained B'Shem Reb Chaim the difference between Geneva and Gzeila. We're used to, from Rashi in Chumash Parshas Mishpatim, that the difference between Geneva and Gzeila is the difference between where it's done, what the venue is. Gezel, Rashi explains, refers to somebody who steals it out in the open. Geneva is somebody who steals out, is somebody who steals on the sly. Somebody who steals, who breaks in the middle of the night and steals. Actually, what's mavur in the Gemara is that Gezel is a general term. The Gemara in the beginning of Ezra Neshach describes that Gezel is a general term that refers to any type of financial wrongdoing that the Torah doesn't condone. For instance, if somebody is trying to weasel out of paying an employee, you wouldn't call him a gazlan per se, in the sense he's not actually stealing. All he's doing is he's just trying to get out of paying money that's owed. The Gemara says that that's a form of gzeila. The Gemara calls that loisashoy. The Gemara has lo sechachashu. Somebody comes in the bezin and denies a claim that's placed against him. Is he stealing? Did he do anything? All he did was he walked in the bezin and he wasn't 100% honest. The Gemara refers to that as a form of gzeila. Not returning ribis that was paid shaloi kalocha. The Gemara refers to that also as a form of gezel. All these are not proper acts of thievery in the simple sense. All of them are financially wrong. All of them are financial forms of financial wrongdoing. I'm sorry, let's rephrase that. When a person is wiggling out of paying an employee, he's not a ganav in the sense he's not taking anything from him. What he is a gazlan in the sense of he's causing the other fellow loss. We might point out, by the way, hiring somebody shaloy almanas to pay might be more than that. It's not just the wages that you're not paying. It's you're actually taking his work hours under false pretenses. The same is true, by the way. We might point out hafkos alvosoy, which we'll see later on, is only just not owing up to one's financial obligations. But what about if somebody borrows money and has absolutely no intention to pay? So there, he took money under false pretenses. That might be classic ganeva. That might not even be considered hafkos alvosoy. It might be straightforward ganeva. And what that means to say is that the basic definition of Geneva and Gzela goes like this. Geneva is an act of Geneva, is an act of thievery, which has to do with actually removing somebody's property from their possession. A shocking example of this. The Gemara Bava Kama Dav Chav Zayin has a chiddush b'shem ben Bagbag. Again, we don't pass in that way, but it brings out the point very nicely. The Gemara says that a person is over on an Isser Geneva if he climbs through somebody else's window. Picture a fellow climbing through, Reuven climbed through Shimon's window late at night to take something out of Shimon's house. One small detail. The Gemara says, it's Reuven's property. Shimon was holding on to it. Shimon was holding on to Reuven's wallet. Reuven climbs through the middle of the night. Jimmy's open the window. He climbs through the window and he takes back his wallet. The Gemara says he shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't he do it? The Gemara says it's Geneva. What's Geneva? What financial harm is he causing somebody by retrieving that which is his? It's not about the money. The money is just a way of defining that what you're doing is an act of thievery. Climbing through somebody's window in the middle of the night, it's not about the $100 that the other guy is out. An act of thievery kishala atzmo is a maisa isser. The fact that Shimon happens to be the victim on the other side is a secondary nekudah. Mainly, even when Shimon's not a victim, Shimon's holding on to your wallet like halacha. You're not allowed to be a thief. A thief is somebody who climbs through a window to take away, to take something out of somebody's property. That itself is thievery. Again, it's a shocking example. We don't pass from that way, but there's a Tana that holds that way. On the other hand, you have cases of gzela, which have absolutely nothing to do with any act that was done or perpetrated. Another example. The Gemara says somebody picks up Reuven, sees an aveda in the street. He sees Shimon dropped. A bag of groceries. Now, a bag of groceries, most of the things inside have a simon because it can be identified. Shimon clearly didn't realize that he dropped it, so it's before what the Gemara says, before Yush, and in which means that Shimon wasn't yet mafkir that bag of groceries. It still belongs to Shimon. Reuven picks it up at the point where he picked it up al menas to take it and not to return to Shimon. He's considered a gazma. However, what would be, let's say Reuven picked up those groceries and his intention at the time that he picked it up was to actually run after Shimon and give it back. And then, you know what, the Yitzhar got a hold of him, and he thought about it again. He said to himself, you know what, why bother? Or he just didn't get around to it, and after a while, it just wasn't worth it, wasn't comfortable, wasn't pleasant for him to run after Shimon. He just left it at home. He just kept it. Since he picked it up, Amanas Lach Zero, so later on, the fact that he holds on to it, Shalai Kedin, he's not actually guilty of Gezel. Why is that? Because the Gezel is defined by taking something from somebody. The concept of gezel is causing somebody a financial loss. It's causing somebody a loss of $100. It's not the act of thievery of climbing through somebody's window. Denying, wiggling out of a choiv that you owe somebody, you might not be actually doing a maisa gezel. You might not be actually stealing, but you're definitely causing somebody financial loss. Mazik, let's say. Somebody being negligent and driving his car, swerving and going into somebody. What's the issa? It's an interesting question. Bava Kamma is full of chiyuve momen in terms of being a mazik. The Gemara never discusses in Bava Kamma, what's the issue? Are you allowed to be a mazik l'chatchila? Is it just that after you're mazik, you owe somebody money? Or there's an issue involved? Rabbeinu Yoni, in the beginning of Avos, famous shtickle Rabbeinu Yoni, Rabbeinu Yoni says an issue gezel. Certainly being negligent is not an act of gezel, but does it cause somebody else financial loss? Yeah. So Rabbeinu Yoni says that's l'sigzel. It's not l'sigzel in the sense of actually going and doing something, but it's the result more. So you look at the Rambam, what Reb Chaim pointed out is that in Gneva, the Rambam says when you steal something, and mishova pruto umalo, that means there's really no difference between stealing something that's worth $1 or stealing something that's worth $1,000. It's all the same act of thievery. So Rambam just puts it together, umalo. He steals something that's worth a shova pruto umalo. Masha'ini, in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela, here, the idea behind the Hilchas Gzela is the loss that's incurred by somebody else because of your wrongdoing. You didn't steal $1,000. Every Shava Pruta is a separate Avera. So the Rambam just says you stole a Shava Pruta. If you steal something that's worth $1,000, so you have 1,000 or 10,000 Shava Prutas. Every Shava Pruta is a separate financial wrongdoing somebody else. That's the way Reb Chaim explained it. Taking that a step further into Gezel Akel, there is definitely no Havamina in the world that one is allowed to do an act of thievery. Like we pointed out from Ben Bagbag over there in Bava Kamma. The idea behind Geneva is not because there's a victim on the other end. We can say, well, the Torah is machalik between whether the victim is Jewish or non-Jewish. That's not the point. Geneva is wrong because it's wrong. An act of thievery is something that the Torah doesn't want you to do. What's the difference who the victim is? Tanoim in Bava Metzia never had a havamina to be matir, becoming a bank robber, as long as you are certain that the owner of the bank is a goy. That's not the point. The point is that who says that the Torah was as sensitive to the financial loss of a goy as to a yid? Full financial responsibility for one's fellow men is only when they're ochichas, only when they're yid. If somebody's not a yid, maybe you're not as responsible for his financial loss. That's the whole discussion of the Gemara. That Hagdama being in place, and that dissipates some of the moral outrage around what's the Havamina that Gezel Akum should be Moser, that Gezel Akum, Gezel Akum should be Mutter. That being said, we can understand a little bit more the discussion back and forth that takes place in the Sugya and Bava Kamma. The Gemara comes out, like we said, the Gezel Akum is Moser, and like we're pointing out, when you go back to the Lashon of the Rambam, in Geneva, the Rambam puts it all together. It doesn't make sense who your victim is. When you go into a bank and you hold it up and you walk off with the whatever in the bank, that act is a reprehensible act. That's an act of thievery. It doesn't make sense who the victim is. It doesn't make sense who's on the other side of the gun barrel. The difference is only when you're not actually doing a full Maisa Gzela, where you're not actually taking money out of somebody else's possession. No, maybe then we can be mechalik in various forms between Gezel Akum and Gnedes Akum. So the Rambam says, L'maisin is a possible chishuv in Koneu. That's not the existential din lo sigzol. It could be financial loss. The Torah only is mechayiv you with the full brunt of lav lo sigzol only when the victims eat. The Torah is marbe from another possible chishuv in Koneu. You have a moral imperative not to steal even from a goy, but it might not be the full brunt of that loisigzol. The Yamshul Shloime even says, the Shach brings in the beginning of the Shindon test, that it might only be derabbanan. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Gezel Akum is also. It just means that the discussion, the Gemara, is not dealing with something as crass as doing a full Maisa Gzela. We'll point out something else also, which is more understandable in this context. The Gemara says that this that Gezel Akum is, there's a tzad that Gezel Akum is mutter, and the Gemara says even l'didan, we pass in Gezel Akum is also. The Gemara says hafkoas halvosoi, just not making good on a financial chiv that you have to a goy, that's mutter. Hafkoas halvosoi is very limited, according to some Rishonim, as soon as you do something proactive that defines you as actually taking, you've crossed that line. Because you can't take from a goy. There, the act itself is a problem. It's only that if it's in terms of the victimhood of the identity of who that victim is, there might be a difference between a goy and a Yisrael. As soon as, Lamashal, let's say, we'll give a simple example. The Gemara discusses Havkos Havosai. Havkos Havosai means just not paying money that you owe. What happens if you created some type of financial, some type of online scheme where people sign up for something and you don't make good on what you promised them and they don't get the product that they that you charge their credit card for? That's not Havkos Havosai. That means that you bamboozled them into some type of scheme where you, that's called taking money. Even though you took the money, you were going to provide the goods, it's only that you didn't provide the goods, but you set up something that's called tosakum. It's what the Rishonim call, we learned from the Kairos, biyun, it's what the Gemara is mechal, the Rishonim are mechal, between tosakum and hitosoi. Hitosim means you tricked the guy into that situation. Tos means he made a mistake. By Yisrael, you'd be mechuyif to run after him, and you'd be mechuyif to give back the money. By a guy, ma'od itochen, you wouldn't be mechuyif to give back the money. He made a mistake. You're holding on to his money. He lost money. Ma'od itochen, you don't have to worry about a guy's loss the same way you have to worry about a Yisrael's loss. But are you allowed to steal from him money? Are you allowed to set up a scheme and take from him money? Of course not. So the way Shulchan Aruch says it, in the halachas of Gezel Akum, Shulchan Aruch says it's a difference between if you set up the vehicle by which he fooled himself, or he made a mistake. If he made a mistake, it's just a matter of, oh, he's a victim and you're holding on to his money. No. On that, we have the halach of Afkos Al-Bosne. And on that, we have halach of Tos Akum is Mutu. The Gemara says very interestingly, something ain't according to the Mandava, they hold the Gezel Akum is Mutter, the Gemara, the Bryce that we quoted in Bob and Sikh Kufir Alf that we don't pass him like, and ain't Lididan that we hold Gezel Akum is Osir, but Tos Akum or Havkos Alvosir is Mutter. The Gemara says, B'mokim Chilul Hashem, it's Osir. Now, what we would expect the Gemara to say in Lomdas is we would think that the Gemara would say, as far as Gezel is concerned, there is no Yisr Gezel. However, there's a separate mechayvi. It is mechayvi to make a chil kiddush Hashem. Something that can cause a chil Hashem. It's not awesome because of gezel. You look at the lashon of the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and the lashon of the Rambam. The way the Gemara says it is that gezel akum is aser, hafkos alvosoi tos akum is mutter, unless it's a chil Hashem. It's not unless. It's mutter. You tell me, however, there's a... Same way you're not allowed to walk down the street and be rude to non-Jews that are walking down the same street as you. It's called a Chilul Hashem. What does that have to do with Gezel Akum? You're right that you can create a Chilul Hashem in the context of Gezel. When you walk into Walmart, you can cause a Chilul Hashem. What does that have to do with Gezel Akum? The way the Gemara and the Rambam say it is, it's mutter unless. What it would seem to be, which is a tremendous Chiddush, but it fits very well with what we're saying, is that normally, Hafkos Havos is a way of saying, I have money that's a result of the goy having a loss. Am I mechuyiv to worry, to daiga, to cover his loss? Same as the concept of Hashem Saveded by Yisrael. I didn't do anything to him. While I was lying in the street, the Torah said, if I ignore his financial loss, am I even allowed to daraisa? I don't have that did by a goy. So Mela, when a guy drops something on the street, the Gemara says, Havedis Akum is Mutter. Why? Because once he dropped it, if there's nobody out there who's responsible, and I don't have a mitzvah, nobody has a mitzvah to pick up his Havedis in return, there's no mitzvah, Hashem's Havedis Lagabi a guy, the Torah says, Vashavayisalachicha. You're not mechuyif to return to a guy. Once there's no responsibility being taken by other Jews for the owner of the wallet, so that Mamela, once he lost his wallet, it's out of his rishus. The Gemara says, Betzim, Achayfetz, once you drop it and you don't know where it is, Betzim, it should be Hefka. It's only Hashavas Aveda that says it's not Hefka because anybody who finds it has to return it. What happens if nobody's Mechuyiv? Because the owner is a Goy? So then it is Hefka. So not allowed to pick it up. Again, I'm not taking something out of his rishus. All I'm doing is I'm not responsible for his financial loss. So what the Gemara seems to be saying is, is that when there's a Chilul Hashem, that will redefine what I'm doing as Gezel. That means if I have something online that's improper, or I have some type of questionable marketing technique in business, where I'm really fooling people into getting inferior merchandise or paying for something under the understanding that they'll be able to use the service 200 days a year, and really this fine print over there that nobody notices. Well, fine print maybe because he signed on it. But what happens if not? What happens if I really fooled him into thinking and there's a way that I could legally bamboozle him into being responsible for that contract? And it's really the service is only available on weekends, 50 days a year, whatever it is. Severe. Of course, I'm creating a way of taking money from him. What Chilul Hashem does is that any business practice which causes Chilul Hashem, that's defined as taking from him. Since it causes a Chilul Hashem, Chazal see in that also a form of taking. Once I transform it from a passive, I'm holding on to something which I'm not responsible for his loss, but I'm not doing anything. Once I'm creating a Chilul Hashem, I'm also doing something. And what I'm doing is I'm taking it from a guy. That's not okay. Even if I didn't actually physically take it from him, I'm still called and I'm stealing it from him. So the Gemara is meduyik that when there's a Chilul Hashem element, there I'm considered actually stealing from him. Of course, these guidelines are not 100% black and white. There's a lot of gray area. And one has to ask Shilas. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why the Be'er says in the beginning of Hilchas Gezelah, in the beginning of Hilchas Gneva, in Shin Mem Ches, the Be'er says that there are people that made fortunes on Tohus Akum, on Afkos Havosoi, and their Osho was not Shomer for them. The reason for that is because there's a lot of gray area over here. And there's a lot of holding on to other people's money, and it doesn't go any place where that Oisha should be kayim live. So what we have to summarize, we have a halacha of Gezel Akum being awesome. We certainly have a halacha of Geneves Akum being awesome. We saw very clearly in the Rambam that Geneves Akum is the same as Geneves Yisrael. There's absolutely no difference. The discussion of Gezel Akum being mutter or awesome is only when there isn't a gross act of thievery. There's some type of financial taking from somebody. There are tanoim that will hold that even that, I don't have the same level of responsibility vis-a-vis a goy. And even that we hold is awesome. Except the Rambam says it's a chiddush because it's a lesser form of gezel, but it's definitely awesome. Also deraisa, also derabbanan, but it's certainly awesome. That being said, there are other levels of lack of financial responsibility for somebody else, which normally that lack is something I'm responsible for. But if I owe money, I'm a choiv to make sure that I get him the money. Wiggling out of paying a choiv is certainly something that one is not allowed to do with a Yisrael. By a goy, the Gemara gives the example of Afkos Havosoi, that if there's money, for example, like we're talking about online cameras, so if I do something and somebody makes a mistake, well, let's say the company, it's usually if I'm on the customer side and I order from a company online and they make a mistake, am I mechuyev to chase them? No, I didn't actually perpetrate something taking from the company. I'm holding on to something which is an outgrowth of financial loss that the company incurred. Okay, then I'm allowed to hold on to. I'm not going to chase them. I don't have a mechayim on Shavus Avedim. Let's just clarify one point. When we talk about Chilul Hashem, just to understand what the Metzius is, B'derech Klal, anytime you're dealing with somebody and he knows you're pulling shtick, then that right away is going to be a Chilul Hashem. It doesn't make a difference if you're doing an innocent, so to speak, Hafkoas Halvosoi, or it's Mamish Gezel. If he's going to know about it, then it's going to be Gezel. It's going to be Chilul Hashem. The question, the case that the Gemara gives is a case which is very true today with big companies, where the company is totally, nobody's going to realize what's going on. You figure out how to manipulate the system, how to push one button and get an extra 25% or get an extra refund that's not coming to you. That's the case that's not Chilul Hashem. And even that, morally, we refer again to the Be'er Heitiv. that points out that type of behavior is wrong. Even by Maziv, it's very interesting. The Gemara Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches seems to say, this is an interesting Gemara, the Gemara says that because the Goyim violated Shem and Mitzvahs B'nei Noyah, so Mela Omen Vayatel Lehem, Reposim L'Chavaku, Omen Vayatel Lehem Goyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevata Al Mamoinom, it would sound like Carte Blanc that you could go after a Goy's moment. Rushen explained very clearly not that way. Of course, I'm not allowed to do an act of thievery or an act of damage. Taisus says it's only in the context the Gemara over there is talking about my shor damaging a Goy's property, I'm not mechuyif to pay. What's the mechayif, my shor? Did I do anything? My shor did. What's my piece when I'm a mazik? It's because the Torah was mechayif me to take a level of responsibility, of active responsibility for the well-being of my fellow Yid. So the Gemara says if the Goyim are not watching themselves because they were violated, I'm not responsible to them on that level of responsibility for the Goy. But not more than that. I'm certainly not allowed to pick up a rock and throw through a Goy's window. That's not the discussion of the Gemara over there. The Gemara's discussion is only in terms of my level of responsibility. That is the concept of Avkos Avos. I'm not as responsible for a Goy. Does that play itself out on e-commerce? Yes. Does it play itself out in the fine print of a contract? It could. However, like we're saying, Gezel Akum, there's a lot of gray areas, shallows have to be asked, and there's a certain lack of Erlichkeit, which the Be'etim that we quoted puts a finger on, and therefore Gezel Akum should be avoided studiously. That's not necessarily the same thing as finding legal loopholes to get around. That, you know, has its own problems when a person's always looking for legal loopholes. But in the sense where a person's playing within the rules but is sharp enough to know how to work around the rules, there is not being like on Gezel. Again, is there a separate violation that could be had of Chilul Hashem? Yes. But that Chilul Hashem, if it's not Gezel Akum, it's Chilul Hashem itself. Whereas the Chilul Hashem, which is part of Gezel, like we're saying, then turns that into a Maisa Gzela. And a Maisa Gzela is certainly, Al Yudei the Chilul Hashem turns into a Maisa Gezel, that's what called Gezel Akum is also. So that's the Sugya of Gezel Akum. It's Hashem. There's more problem to be discussed, which we'll leave over Bez Hashem for a separate share.